Next up, we've got Ken Knox from Chairman of the Board live on the phone. Fantastic track from Chairman of the Board, a track that is still a staple diet of UK radio stations. There's Give Me Just a Little More Time here on Radio Newark. And I hope I've got on the line Ken Knox of Chairman of the Board. Ken, welcome.
Hey, Andy.
Fantastic. Loud and clear. Thanks for coming on the show for the second time. Yeah, great stuff. So now then, you're about to do a UK tour that starts in April. But first, let's just rewind and tell us about Chairman of the Board. Just on the off chance that there's somebody listening who spent the last 40 years living under a stone.
First of all, I mean, you hit it on the nail on the head. Okay, that song is still played over UK radio. It's still played around the world. It's unmistakably the voice of Mr. General Johnson, my best friend,
yeah,
who we lost in 2010. You know, and him, Danny Woods, we just lost January of this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
Those guys were like my brothers. They were my mentors, and
they meant
a lot to me.
You worked with him,
a lot to the fans that will come to see us for the past 40, 50 years. And my job is to continue our legacy, and it's one hell of a legacy to continue, because there was so much talent within Chairman of the Board. I said, you had Danny Woods, Mr. Excitement, General Johnson, the voice. We all played a different role, myself. We all played a different role, and then there was Harrison Kennedy back in the day.
Right.
I'm honored.
It was a great ensemble. Not least, I mean, that was recognised by Holland Dozier Holland, because Chairman of the Board were the flagship act of their fledgling label. When they left Motown, of course, to start up Invictus, you guys were the band that Holland Dozier Holland put their faith in to launch the label, and what a job you did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you have writers like Holland Dozier Holland coming up with songs like Give Me Just a Little More Time, Everything's Tuesday, you know.
Got me dangling on a string.
You can't miss.
No, of course not. And it must have been really exciting times. I mean, Motown had sort of built up the platform of black music into the popular sort of domain to such a fever pitch that the early 70s must have been a real melting pot, especially in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had, man, Invictus alone had several acts, million-selling acts, such as the
Frida Payne. Frida Payne.
Frida Payne, exactly.
Yeah.
You had 100 proof Aged in Soul.
Oh, yes, I've got their LP, yeah.
Yeah, The Eighth Day. Barino Brothers. There was nothing but talent on Invictus alone. And then around Detroit, of course, like you said, the Motown. I mean, there's the Temptations, Four Tops, Supremes, Stevie Wonder. And then you go, if you want to cross over, you go to your rock artists. You had Bob Seger.
Oh, right.
You had Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels. Detroit was a melting pot of talent.
Yeah. It must have been really exciting times back in the early 70s.
Absolutely it was. I mean, you can go down the street, you hear songs from each one of those artists I just named, or you could stumble in on a rehearsal. I remember one day I was, me and my friends was hanging out, and we heard this rock and roll going. We go up there, and Mitch Ryder's rehearsing.
Brilliant.
And I said, oh, my God, Jenny. I said, oh, my God, yeah. So, you know, Detroit City, man, was the musical capital of the world. But you had so many different genres that was a melting pot, as you said.
Fantastic. And so we saw the sad passing of General Johnson back in 2010 and Billy Woods earlier this year. Of course, you're carrying on the legacy, as you say, and continuing to bring your quality back catalogue of music to some very appreciative fans all the way around the world. And but you're also still writing, aren't you?
Well, I did until my new bosses came along.
Well,
yeah, I was writing some stuff. My first, see, General wrote all our songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wrote 100% of the songs, of course. And I helped him produce, which he didn't even need any help in that. But I was a co-producer on a lot of stuff we did in the latter years. And I learned from him writing and producing. So my first efforts were, I had a song called You.
Yes.
Which took off in the UK and also here in the States.
Yeah, I think, and didn't that track, didn't it reach number 5 in the UK soul chart? It was really well received, wasn't it?
Okay, that was a song actually that myself and Thomas Hunter wrote called Reach Out to Me.
Oh,
that
right.
was a number 5 in the UK soul charts. And that was golly, what was the boy's name? Nigel Lewis.
Right.
Remix of the song. And it was fantastic. And it was a great song.
Good. So you're telling me about Ready, Willing, and Able was a track that you wrote following General's passing.
Yeah, I felt like Ready, Willing, and Able had a UK feel to it. The dance, you know, had a disco feel. And I was thinking of the UK when I came up with the track. And actually, I was thinking of Boy George. You wouldn't believe this.
Right.
But I was thinking of Culture Club.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to their, how they produced their stuff. And so I did a combination of myself, Motown, and believe it or not, Boy George.
Lovely.
And I'm Ready, Willing, Able was the second song I did.
Great. Great. Right, we're going to have a listen to that, and I shall come back to you in just a moment. Ken Knox, everybody. This is Ready, Willing, and Able, Chairman of the Board.
Love you like I do, girl. whenever you leave me, darling, my mind begins to race. Is there someone in your future trying to take my place? Should you leave and go there, darling, my heart will surely.
Chairman of the Board and Ready, Willing and Able, written by Ken Knox. That's got the Jim Nesbitt thumbs up of approval. Well, yeah, why wouldn't it? Great tune.
Awesome. Thank you, Abe. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking to Ken Knox of Chairman of the Board tonight here on Radio New York, ahead of their forthcoming UK tour. And so tell me about that. You and I met 18 months ago, 2 years ago, on your last UK tour in Mansfield. And what a great night that was.
Oh, man, it was great meeting you.
Thank you.
And the fans that came out to see us were very, very, like you said, receptive to us.
Yeah.
And Mansfield was a great time. And knowing that you were a DJ and that you had... Oh, my God. Hold on.
It's all right. We're a nation of dog lovers.
Sorry, my wife just came home. Jesus
Bless.
Christ. Sorry, I'm on live radio.
No, that's fine.
Anyway.
That's great. So what sort of dog have you got?
Yeah. So anyway, my thing is, it was a blessing to meet you.
Well, we really enjoyed it. I'm sure. You're a household name, chairman of the board across in the UK, and people get really excited about seeing you, and quite right. It's always a great night. So we're looking forward to this year. How many dates have you got? In
we
the
have
UK,
six
dates.
I think April 19th we start off in London, mm-hmm. under the bridge, and I think we go to Southampton the next day. I know we're going to Manchester, Birmingham. Yeah.
Well, I know you're going to Sheffield because I've got my tickets to come along
Sheffield.
And see you. So,
absolutely.
That's going to be great. That's the closest one to me.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, we have six dates, and we're very excited about it. In fact, on this tour. as the last two of them, when we met you 18 months ago, I had two of the new members, which is Thomas Hunter.
That's right.
And Brandon Stevens.
That's right.
And those guys, as you see, they're heck of performers as well.
They are as well. They've both got lovely, rich voices. And in fact, what I noticed most, what impressed me a lot, was the fact that you give them an equal share of the microphone. It's very much a team effort to get these songs across. And they're all very, very capable singers and artists, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, you can't replace a General Johnson.
No.
You know, you can't replace...
And you wouldn't try.
And he would. But the thing is, we have music that means something to people, and we have to deliver it the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as it's being delivered, we're not trying to sound like anyone, but I've been a part of that legacy for 42 years.
Yeah.
So, you know... I do share everything with those guys, and so we share the leads and everything like that. But because it's all about the music,
yeah, of course,
it's all about making people happy.
Of course, and say that you complement each other really well, and it's obvious that you're very good friends because you know you just sort of gel, and you got a great happy air about you. So that carries through to the audience and sort of adds to the experience to a very good night out.
It also happened this year. As last year, we bring in our bassist, Jerry D. Washington. He came along with this good background.
Yes, now I remember him last year.
And Jerry Midas Hardison, they're going to be the music directors.
Uh-huh.
And we're performing with a group called The Signatures.
All right.
Yeah, and that's with Gavin Webb.
Lovely.
And,
Are they an American band or are they UK, The Signatures?
No, they're UK, Northern Soul band.
I've seen them on flyers, I'm sure. I've not actually seen them in the flesh, but I do recognise the name of the band. I didn't know whether there were two bands operating under the same name, of course, on different continents. So, yeah, that'll be very,
The Signatures, and actually Gavin and his company, Catman Boogie, is the ones that bring us across for this tour.
Lovely. So that's starting on April the 19th, and you can get tickets online and also from the venue. So check out the are the dates on your webpage, Ken?
The dates are on our webpage, and it's also at www.catmanboogie.uk.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
And you can go there and look up The Signatures on Facebook. You can buy it from there, or the Chairman of the Board's page.
That's it. Which is thechairmanoftheboard.com.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Right then, so the last time we spoke, you were recording on your own record label. But you're telling me, I do believe, that you've changed labels.
Well, you mentioned me writing, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm a rookie. First, you know, I sat next to a Grammy Award winning songwriter in General Johnson.
Yeah.
I cut my teeth on him. But now... I have in my in the company of three great writers. Mm-hmm. One being Melvin Steele and his twin brother Mervyn Steele. They wrote the hit "Could It Be I'm Falling in Love" by the Spinners.
All right.
And McKinley Jackson is a producer, arranger extraordinaire. He's worked with Marvin Gaye, Tower of Power, Donny Osmond, Jones Girls.
Yeah. And Chairman of the Board back in the day as well. Chairman of the Board back in the day as well with Invictus.
Yes, absolutely. He was a house arranger.
Yeah.
And you know, he worked with us on the road. That's where I first met McKinley. 1973.
Crikey.
And so 40 some years later, we reconnect, and now him, Melvin, Mervyn, and McKinley have a recording label called Mo Philly International, and now we're their signature act.
Fantastic. And so history repeating itself. Are times as exciting now as they were then? They must be. I bet you still get the rush.
I'm excited because I get a chance to see the two guys that stand next to me. They're excited because they've never done anything like this, and they were so excited when we went to the UK 18 months ago. And I'm looking at the Facebook, you know, with this album that's doing well for us and new music. And so I'm excited watching them being excited.
Great. Great. And of course, brings us on to your next song, All I Need Is You Tonight. Now, this is, it was written by the Steels Brothers, wasn't it, for Arthur Prysock?
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought it? Yeah, I mean, I think they wrote it in the 70s.
Yeah, 1975, Prysock. I think it was. Arthur Prysock, All I Need Is You Tonight. Great track, great track.
They came to me with the song and said, hey, see what you can do with this.
Absolutely.
And Brandon does a great lead on this.
Right. Well, I'm going to play it now and let everyone be the judge, because you've done a really good job on it. I'm not much of one for covers, but every now and again, they're done right and they actually build on the original. So this is Chairman of the Board and All I Need Is You Tonight. Chairman of the Board there then, and All I Need Is You Tonight. So I'm talking to Ken Knox of Chairman of the Board here on Radio Newark. Ken.
Awesome, baby.
Great track. Great interpretation. All I Need Is You Tonight.
About the track, let me tell you this right quick.
Uh-huh.
The bass player from the OJs.
All right.
The keyboard is from Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Performing. So the whole rhythm section is built up on OJ's and Teddy Pendergrass's band.
Wow.
And the and the horns and strings were cut in Detroit. And the background singers, along with us, they sang with Anita Baker.
Yeah. You got some pedigree there, then.
I'm sorry?
I say you've got some pedigree there, then.
Oh, absolutely. So we were just in Detroit 2 days ago with Melvin and McKinley and one of the girls from the session, and we did a TV show over there. So, man, she loves it. And the people love it as well.
Lovely. And talking of Anita Baker, I was speaking to a gentleman on this show last week. Sam Burns was trombonist for Chapter 8, of course, and Anita Baker was their lead singer after Carolyn Crawford left, and he wanted to be remembered to you. Hasn't seen you since back in the day. So Sam Burns, Ken Knox, there you go.
Yeah. I saw them, man. Chapter 8 was a great group.
Yeah.
Growing up in, in Detroit, and I remember those guys.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
Lovely, yeah, exciting times.
Awesome.
So, tell us about your new CD.
Well, like I said, new label, yep. Mo Philly International. Melvin and the three guys came to me and said, we have some songs, we would like to, what do you think?
Yeah.
So, I knew about the remake, but like you said, it's a lot of times you do a remake, it doesn't go anywhere. But this has really taken off for us all in these years.
To be honest, I wonder whether that's just because you're used to the original version at least the first version that you've heard. Because when you hear it, the music will reach in and grab you, and you think it's sacrosanct. You can't change it. And then when you hear another interpretation of the same song, sometimes you think it's not quite. But then other times it's just an improvement. And I think you've done the latter on that one.
Absolutely, I think so. This whole album. Golly, we have it's really a mini EP, and we haven't really finished an album yet, but we need to put something out. But we're excited about working with these guys because they're the best in the business.
Yeah,
that's what I'm used to. You know, like you said, going from the Holland Dozier to the General Johnson, Greg Perry, they're writing and producing to. What we did here in the beach music scene, and now the scene with the twin brothers and McKinley. So we're excited about all of it.
Lovely, and it's got six tracks on it. This mini LP, and it's all new material.
Yeah. I mean, those guys. I'm telling you. I mean, Melvin and Mervin, some writing fools, and with McKinley's production and arrangements, man, it's. The album is really, really takes you back. I call it retro because it gives you that feeling of when music was music and great lyrics. And that's why, we believe in this project.
Great stuff. Right, I just need to stop you a moment because I need to go into the news in about 6 seconds' time. Will you speak to me afterwards, please?
Yep.
Great. Right, I'll talk to you in 2 minutes. Yes. Radio Newark. Okay, you're listening to me, Aidy Crampton, here on Radio Newark with 2 hours of 70s soul, funk and disco. And my special guest this evening is Ken Knox, of Chairman of the Board. And he's going to be carrying on his conversation with us straight after this 2000 release, Bless Your Heart, here on Radio Newark.
My life was uncertain inside, I was hurt. Bless your heart.
track. There's Chairman of the Board from the year 2000 and a tune called Bless Your Heart. What a belter. I'm talking to Ken Knox on the phone.
Aiden?
Yep, I'm still here.
Are you telling me that was 18 years ago?
It was as well. Don't time fly when you're having fun.
Oh, my God. I remember. Seemed like it was 6 months ago when we did this song. Wow. 18 years ago.
Yeah, what a great
track.
Great
song.
So, we just need to wrap up. I'm conscious that you're at rehearsal in like 7 minutes' time. So, we'll just do a bit of a summary, if that's all right then, Ken.
So, I'm good, yeah.
You're about to embark on a UK tour, which has got 9 dates, starting on Thursday the 19th of April in Fulham.
It's 6 dates.
6 dates, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got Fulham, you've got Chelmsford on the 20th. You've got Southampton on the 21st, the Saturday. You're on to the Gorilla Bar in Manchester on the Thursday, the 26th of April. I went to the Gorilla Bar last month to see Lee Fields and the Expressions. It's a nice little venue, very intimate, and it's good. A very fun night. That's in Manchester. And then, of course, I shall be seeing you on Friday, the 27th in Sheffield. You're finishing off in Dudley on Saturday the 28th. So you've got 6 lovely dates in the UK. We're really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, we're looking forward to being there. And you know, we're going to be doing all the classics.
Yep.
You know, and like you said, Bless Your Heart is going to be one that we're doing. And Tuesday Time and some old classics, you know.
Great. So when you come to the UK, are you flying straight in and straight out again? Or do you get time to do a bit of sightseeing? Will you get time to visit anywhere?
We have a couple of days off. I'm not sure we're going to have time to do... I think we're going to do some recording.
Oh, right.
While we're there. So we have to make another trip for the sightseeing.
But yeah.
It's all business, this trip.
Yeah. Oh, I know. In my last job in real life, I used to go abroad now and again for work, and people say, it must be fantastic going to all these places. You must see some wonderful sights. And you don't. You just see the inside of taxis and hotel rooms. And you miss everything else. So I've had my passport stamped in lots of lovely places, but never actually enjoyed the local pleasures and sights. Yeah.
You know, you'll get a chance to do it. You can do it now.
I know. Everything's within reach. It'd be fine. Yeah. Right, so I'd just like to say thank you very much for joining me on the radio. I've really enjoyed it. If anybody out there missed any part of this interview, you will be able to catch up on a podcast through the Radio Nerd website, radionerd.co.uk, or maybe even on Mixcloud. I'll see if I can get that uploaded. So, Ken, thanks very much for coming on, and I wish you every success with your forthcoming...
If you have a second.
Yes, of course.
We have to go off of Words Left Unsaid.
We do. I've got it queued up.
Time for because that's a very important song
right.
for us.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about that.
All right. Well, again, when I met Melvin, and he sent me these songs, and they said, here's one that I really would really want you to really, really think about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a year and a half ago. And... We held on this song for about, at least a year and a half. And so when it was time to do it, we flew up to Detroit with and recorded this thing with McKinley Jackson directing us. And it is just the song is incredible. And we just finished a video on it maybe 2 weeks ago.
Right.
That I'm encouraging your fans to go see, and our fans to go look at on Facebook or YouTube.
Okay, yes, people can follow you on Facebook, can't they? Chairman of the Board.
Yeah, they Chairman of the Board or Ken Knox on Facebook. But or go to YouTube and you'll see Words Left Unsaid, Chairman of the Board. It's one hell of a song.
Lovely. Well, they'll hear it in just a moment. So tell me a little bit about the background. This came from your new label. This came from Mervyn and Melvin Steels.
Yes, they wrote it and they produced it. McKinley put the string arrangements and horns and the background vocals on it. And man, it's just we love the songs. That's one of our favorite songs at this moment.
Great.
You know, Words Left Unsaid. I mean. Everybody wishes this had said something to someone at some point in their lives. And I always encourage people, don't let a day go by by not telling someone how you feel about them.
Very wise.
And this song's kind of, this song brings it home.
Mm, might not always have opportunity, eh?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. Lovely. So we'll have a listen to that. I'd just like to say thank you very much, and every success in the UK tour, and I really look forward to seeing you in Sheffield.
Absolutely. You know you're on the guest list.
Thank you. I should be the one down there grooving. Grooving like nobody's watching. It'd be great.
All right. We're excited about coming over.
Cheers. Thanks, Ken. I'll catch up with you soon, mate.
Thank you.
Ken Knox, everybody, chairman of the board. And this is the brand new single, Words Left Unsaid.
Oh, if I had only taken the time to say the words that you so desperately wanted to hear today, I'd be a happy man. Instead of sitting here all by myself, alone, shedding tear after tear.
Morning is breaking, and so is my heart.
So is my heart.
It ain't stopped aching since we've been apart. I can't stand waking in this empty bed.
This empty bed.
Constantly thinking of words left unsaid. I'm constantly left unsaid. My eyes examine each part of the room.
Part of the room.
Each holds a memory and feelings of gloom.
Feelings of gloom.
I can't stand waking in this empty bed.
This empty bed.
Constantly thinking of words left unsaid. I'm constantly
of time to the days when you were mine, but it's too late. The fickle hand of fate took you away from me before I could make you see. Just for you.
Darkness is falling, and so are my tears. Your name I'm calling, but nobody hears. I can't stand sleeping in this lonely bed. I'm constantly thinking of words left unsaid. I'm constantly
the brand new track from Chairman of the Board, Words Left Unsaid, and that's available for download from iTunes, all the usual places, Amazon, and of course buy your CD from the website thechairmanoftheboard.com. big thanks to Ken Knox for joining me on the phone. What a lovely man, what a great conversation.